Welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. I am a maturation facilitator, teacher and coach, integrative holistic health counselor, breathwork facilitator, and author. I am the founder of the Academy of Maturation Coaching, The Alchemy of Being, where I train as many people as I can to become powerful spaces for human beings to come home to their authentic truth. Maturation is a powerful evolutionary process of dissolving trauma, breaking free of stuck patterns, and growing and healing at the taproot. Growing out of who we thought we were from the stories led by our past conditioning, in order to grow and evolve into who we were born to be. In this podcast, I will be sharing many different things with you, opening up the doorways to my coaching sessions where you can witness with your own eyes how trauma contaminates our reality and how we can dissolve it, heal it at the root, and rewrite the story of our lives, reclaiming our power and reminding each one of us that who we are is wholeness. I will be interviewing some of the world's most prominent teachers in spirituality, healing, transformation, and human evolvement, and sharing with you my own teachings and learnings along the way, and above all, sharing with you my heart. The purpose of this podcast is to remind each one of you who you really are, to open up the doorway to a new possibility, to a new paradigm, to healing, health, transformation, and our evolvement as individuals and a species. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One thing that you can do for me, if you find this podcast useful and if you love it, please do subscribe. And if you feel called to, leave a review, because reviews really matter. They help to spread the word and help to spread this podcast to as many people as we can. And lastly, if you have any big aha moments, any shifts, any insights in any of these episodes, please do share it with me. Share with me which episode it was, where in the episode it happened, and how it has impacted you and your life. So without further ado, let's get going. I hope you enjoy today's episode on the Soul Surgery Podcast.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Today's Soul Surgery episode is a really personal, vulnerable, and heartfelt one. I wanted to share with you my own learnings around racism and oppression, not out there, but inside of myself. So I've been waiting for the right time to be able to share this story, I guess because really I wanted to take more time to let it integrate in myself and let it land where it needed to land, so that when I shared it with you, I would be able to share it in its full entirety of teaching and offering. So I hope that you find this useful, and I hope that you hear something that you can bring home with you. So when the devastating murder of George Floyd happened a few months back, and the absolute uproaring of blacks, whites, browns, human beings on this planet, witnessing with open eyes the absolute devastation of what is happening today on our planet to people of color. I read a quote around that time, it must have been that same day, if not the day after, by Will Smith, saying racism isn't getting worse, it's just getting filmed. And it really hit me in the heart, because I realized, I guess not for the first time, but it was like my eyes were opening fully for the first time to the situation that was happening in our lives, right now, right here on our doorsteps, that men like George Floyd and women like Breonna Taylor and black and colored people all over this planet are continually suffering at the hands of racism. And it is completely unacceptable. And it's devastating. and it's heartbreaking. And when it started to unravel in its full entirety, I was mixed with this unbelievable shame and uncomfortableness and heartbreak and grief. Yes, because I was witnessing the depth of suffering that people of color have experienced for generations and generations and generations, but I was also waking up to how asleep I have been to it. And that was devastating for me. And so I went away to really look deep inside myself. How can I serve humanity if I am not willing to look inside myself at how I have been contributing to this disease of oppression, this virus of supremacy, not in our history only, but in our current lives today? And so I was walking around with this very deep shame moving through me. Must have been weeks of carrying and experiencing and holding space for this shame that was coming up in me. And I couldn't quite put my finger on why. I started to read the books, Layla Side's book, Me and White Supremacy. I started to read Candace Braithwaite's book, I Am Not Your Baby Mother. I started to read Jaya John's book, who is an episode on soul surgery, freedom, medicine, words for your brave revolution. I started to study and educate myself and listen and pay attention. And the more I did, the more this shame got bigger and bigger and bigger within me. And I couldn't put my finger on why. How have I contributed? How have I participated? Have I participated? When I first asked myself those questions, the immediate answer seemed like, no, I'm not racist. I have friends of all colors and all shapes and all sizes. I'm half Asian myself. I haven't participated in racism, have I? And then one night when I was really deep in the shame, I invited myself to dive even deeper into it. And as I was lying on my bed and I closed my eyes, and I really dropped deep into the shame that was within me. And I made a commitment not to run away. And I made a commitment not to look away. I made a commitment to dive to the heart and center of this shame. And as I did, I started to get these visuals. I started to experience these deep experiences and feelings of disgust, self-hate, deeper shame, and just absolute heartbreak and devastation. And then I just started to see all this memory that was in the roots of my pores of my being. I started to see through the eyes of my mother. And it all just started to become really clear. My mother is Malaysian, Chinese, Thai. She was born in the east coast of Malaysia, and she has dark, dark brown skin. And I've known my whole life in all the work I've been doing with my relationship with my mother, I've known that she must have suffered some form of trauma for her to have struggled with the things that she struggled in her life. But as I was lying on my bed and I was going to the core of this ancestral trauma that I was carrying, I started to feel what my mother felt as a young girl. And I started to see through the eyes of my mother and how she saw the world around her and she saw herself. You see, my mother has dark, dark brown skin, but she was born into a family and into a heritage and into a society and into a generation in her culture that recognized dark, dark brown skin with being a servant, with being the slave. And she was the only one in her family born with this dark brown skin. Her sister, her brothers had this light, yellowy, olive skin. Her mother had the same. Her father had the same. And then my mother was born with this very dark brown skin. And she would tell me as I was growing up, she would tell me about how she was always treated like she was the ugly duckling. And I thought it was more about being pretty or not pretty. But as I was lying on the bed and I was diving into the deep roots of this, I started to really experience what it was really about. That the conditioning of her parents and her grandparents and her grandparents' parents and the decades and generations of ancestry before her looked at her with her dark brown skin and made her less than. She was born and immediately identified and recognized as the one that was less than. I even had this visual of her looking around her. My grandfather was quite wealthy and he had all these concubines and he had many concubines, many wives, and all his wives had this light yellowy olive skin and all the servants had the dark brown skin. And there was my mother as a little girl looking at the servants and looking at the concubines. And I could feel the disgust and the shame that moved through her. This absolute self-hate that she directed at herself because of how others looked at her, because of how others taught her that because of the color of her skin, she had already failed somehow. It was absolutely devastating to feel the depth of the pain of my beautiful, beautiful mother. But I was also really grateful to finally be able to understand her more fully. And then all of a sudden, I saw my whole life flash before my eyes, and it all made sense. My mother then identified herself as the one that was not enough, as the one that was less than, as the one that was disgusting somehow. And of course, she then, her whole story was about proving to the world that she is not this one that is disgusting and unworthy. She then was the only one in her family that rejected the culture that she was born into and went off to a white Australian university. She was the only one in her family that married white, rich men. She sent her children, me, to white, rich schools. And as I was seeing the whole thing play out in front of my eyes, the perception of myself started to shift. I had been speaking since the George Floyd murder. I had been participating in the conversation of racism as a white woman. I had been seeing myself already at the age of 41 as a white woman. I had been racist towards myself. I had inherited the rejection of my own brown skin. I had inherited the rejection that my mother carried within her. And I wasn't conscious of it. It was unconscious. I honestly couldn't believe it. I was astounded that I never even considered for a moment, as I participated in the conversation of racism, I only saw myself as white because I had been conditioned to be white. I had been conditioned to be racist towards my own brown skin. And as this huge realization just kept sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into the pores of my being, every now and then I just kept stop. Like I would stop and I would look up and I would say to my husband, "Oh my God, I'm brown." And I don't mean that superficially. Of course, I look in the mirror and I can see that I have brown skin, but I was beginning to come home to the roots of my own brownness. The roots within me that had been living in rejection and separation, the roots within me that had been conditioned to push it away. And I left quite a lot of time, this was quite a few months ago, to integrate this deep awakening within myself. And I feel like more of me has come home, that I am able to sit at peace and at home more in the brownness of my skin, in the roots and the heritage to which I have come from. But in equal measure, to be able to sit and hold space for the depth of oppression that I have also come from. Racism is a symptom. Racism is a symptom of trauma, a symptom of the parts within ourselves that have been conditioned to reject, to separate. Racism is not just someone putting a knee on the neck of a black man. It is the way in which we see and think of ourselves and other people. It is the conditioning within us that teaches us, those of privilege, those who can get away in society today as the chosen ones. Racism is a symptom of the virus, of the disease within us that has conditioned us to think and to prove and to behave as if we are better than you. But it is not who we are. And if we are going to heal, if we are going to heal the separation and the oppression on this planet, we must heal the ways in which we are turning that oppression on ourselves. My mother passed on this oppression because of the oppression that she turned on her own soul. that beneath the color of our skin, we are all from one society, a society called life, a society that is of human being, and we are all whole. And so if you have not known how to participate in the conversation and the dismantling and the dissolving of oppression and racism that is being shown with bright lights to us all in society and in our world today, then look within yourself at the parts of yourself that are acting out towards yourself. And if you are doing it towards yourself, you will be doing it to other people, either through the thoughts in your mind or the facial expressions on your face, or even more outwardly in the actions and the choices and behaviors that you make in your life. If we are going to heal on our planet, let it begin with you and me and I. One other thing is, I now understand more deeply why my mother had such difficulty with me as a child. We had a very fractious, painful relationship growing up, and I have had to do an enormous amount of work because of being at the hands of her rage. And I can see now with absolute compassion in my heart that she would look at me and she would see my light brown olive skin, and it would remind her of how little she thought of herself. And that must have been exceptionally painful for her. And so it has offered me an even deeper level of healing and an opening of my own heart to understand her own pain and what she has carried and what she has been taught. And if I can heal it in myself for her and for me, maybe I can stop the lineage of passing this on to my children and to their children. And that's how this works. Let it begin with you and me and I. So I like to finish off these episodes with a question for the listeners, for you to ask yourself that you can take into your life and live your way into the answer. How am I acting out in oppression towards myself? How am I acting out in oppression towards myself, and how can I bring healing and awareness and radical responsibility to those areas within me so that I can bring those areas to wholeness within myself and then participate in the healing of wholeness in the world? How can I see and be responsible for the oppression that I am acting out towards myself so that I can stop participating, acting it out in the world? So I hope you find this useful. Thank you so much for listening. For those of you that found this episode useful, if you have any big aha moments, please do share with me. I love to hear from you. You can either get hold of me on Instagram, or you can email me on nikki@nikkiclinch.com. Or if you are watching this on my YouTube channel, please write a comment in the comment below and I will respond and I will listen and I will witness you. Please share this episode with anyone that you feel needs to hear it. And if you wish to support Soul Surgery, please do leave a review and share the podcast with all who you feel it would serve. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you well. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful afternoon. Have a beautiful evening.